Welcome to Therapy-ish, the new personal growth series that will remind you, you are human. Hey everyone, as you can see, this is not a normal episode. I've been wanting to create something new and exciting, so I thought of a personal growth series. And on sharing the little things that keep me afloat. Its purpose is to help out as many people as we can through audio. I know this was not expected at all, but crazy new ideas is what this podcast is about. We'll see how it does, and maybe we'll turn it into a whole separate podcast later? I don't know. Yeah, this episode will have a much different tempo than the others, so get ready for a slow but relaxing episode. Anyways, welcome to the series. Just to clarify, the reason it's called Therapy-ish is because I'm not a 4 PhD therapist, alright? Really, I'm kind of not qualified, but that makes this so much better and easier to listen to because I'll be talking from the perspective of a random teen that's figuring out the same things you are. This episode will explore the topic, knowing your necessities. And some of us may think, yeah, sure, I know what I need. But sometimes, we need someone to remind us. It happens way too often that you are in front of a screen, working, and you forget that you too need water, food, rest, and exercise. Four vital things that seem so simple, yet so complicated. As a student, I know what it feels to be dehydrated, to spend hours on assignment, and forget to eat until you finally log off and you realize, wow, I'm hungry, or wow, I'm tired. And it's because the light from the screens, or if you are too focused on something else you are working on, it makes you completely forget your necessities as a human being. Then there are other cases where you try to be the most supportive person you can be, and you worry about everyone else. You're just there for everyone, but not for yourself. The necessities of one's being goes before everyone else's. Why? Because if you are not well, how is everyone else around you going to be okay? Wow, I didn't know I could be this serious. And once you start to identify certain situations where you put other things or people before your health or well-being in general is when you can start dedicating time to yourself. Like finding 20 minutes to complete a workout, 5 minutes between classes or meetings to drink water, go outside and breathe fresh air, to eat a snack, that will not only make you feel better, but fill you up with energy for the next ride. That's another thing. Nutrition has its benefits, a lot of benefits, and all these little things you do to complete your needs will start to make you feel way better. Not only will it make you feel better, but if you are that person that cares for others, you will see a change in everyday relations with the people you love. So remember, you are first. Your mental, physical, and spiritual health is before anything. For example, in my case, I'm studying very, very hard for an exam, and it's already quite late. My mind is focused completely on the grade tomorrow, so I keep on studying, maybe forgetting to hydrate and eat. What I should do is go to sleep. This simple action of knowing my need or necessity will do two things for me. First, it will provide me with rest that my body needs. And second, it will probably provide me a better grade. The mind can only work for a certain time, and when it's time to do my exam, my brain just won't have the same efficiency. Or maybe it does, but each time you continue to do the same, our brain can't handle this pattern and stress, so we might fall into something worse. So that's it. Know your necessities and stick with a plan to accomplish them. If you like this episode, consider subscribing, rating, and reviewing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. And also share with a friend that probably needs the same talk. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys in the next one.